Okay, I'd like to welcome all of our distinguished listeners to the third lecture, the third shiur in a series of shiurim on the Chasimus HaTalmud, the reduction of the, Babylonian Talmud. We will get to Mitzvah to the Yerushalmi, but later on in the shiurim. Last class, last shiur, I showed that there was a spectrum of opinions of Rishonim, some of which understood it to be a given that the Shakal Batali of the Gemara, the Gibbetek of the Gemara, does not necessarily follow in historical order. We saw the Rashbam brought in Tosfos and Ksuvos, Beis and Beis, certain like that. The Ramban in Shabbos didn't say that explicitly, but in other words, seems to suggest that the Shakal Batali of the Gemara was something which could be understood to be put together by the redactors and did not necessarily reflect a historical give and take. What we're going to do now is we're going to go a little bit deeper into this sugya, and we're going to focus actually on a Gemara in Tractate Shabbos, which is on Daf Tesamud Base, Folio 9, Side B. The Deiras HaRishonim, I mentioned at the end of last week's year that we're going to speak about the Deiras HaRishonim. The Deiras HaRishonim, Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac HaLevi, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, in these manners, as well as many other manners, is always the Rosh HaMedabrim. He's the person who, in fact, actually explored many of these issues. His monumental work, the Deiras HaRishonim, which I think is published today in 6 volumes or 7 volumes, is a tour de force in which he actually raises and explores all of these issues. He lived, I think, at the very end of the 19th century, beginning of the 20th century. I think he's more popularly known as the founder of Agudas Yisrael. But the fact is that among his major contributions was also a single-handedly historical work in which he tries to really answer the some of the conclusions of the scientific study in Judaism that was so popular in that day, the Wissenschaften Judentums, which cast a great dispersion upon the authenticity of Jewish sources. Now, we have to understand, Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac HaLevi, in the Deiras HaRishonim, now, you have to understand that the Deiras HaRishonim is not an easy work. It's a pilpul. He writes on a pilpul, and he's incredibly brilliant and extremely disorganized. Now, when I say that, you have to really take that seriously. He seems to come back and forth and back and forth to many different issues. I don't know who arranged the volumes, but I think that, not only is a very serious editing job needed here, but I think just a arrangement of material and proper things. My Rabbi Yankov Yafin, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, told me that he was once offered a lot of money to actually write a table of contents for the Deiras HaRishonim. And that even wore him out, he said, after a while. So, it probably requires a tremendous kollel, a tremendous grant over 25 years, and maybe at the very end will come out with it. But in any case, a major theme and agenda of the Deiras HaRishonim is to show and to prove that, in fact, there was a stronger tradition and Masorah that people would, otherwise be led to believe by, the scholars of the 19th century. So, for example, the Deiras HaRishonim claims that, in fact, there are no halachas which are derived from psukim through drashas, but rather halachas are Masorahs, are traditions. In doing so, he attacks the Malbim very strongly, and he offers tremendous proof that, in fact, the In other words, halachas were not derived from psukim, but were maseiras traditions from, earlier mishnayos. So, in other words, also too, regarding the origin of the Mishnah, he places it, not there's an attack on David Zvi Hoffman. I don't think he mentions him by name, but there too, he maintains the opinion that in fact the Mishnayos did not begin with around the time of Hillel and Shammai. I think that's the opinion of David Zvi Hoffman in his work, the first Mishnah, the Elshta Mishnah, I think is the work which was written in German, it's in Hebrew, it's the Mishnah Rishayna. But he wants to claim the Mishnayos actually go back to the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah. In any case, the Deiros HaRishonim clearly is a very big Maseira man, a very big tradition man. And as part of his understanding of Teresh Be'al Peh as being very much rooted in tradition, so he actually wants to claim over, this is towards the end of the fifth volume, as it's normally printed, and the beginning of the sixth volume, he wants to claim that, in fact, actually, a major editing job of the Talmud was actually done already by the time of Abaye and Rava. In other words, this Stam of the Gemara that dates from Abaye and Rava, and Rav Ashi just came along and, like, give a further editing. In other words, Ashi, according to Rishonim, there was actually a series of editings of the Shas. Abaye and Rava is a major editing. Then comes Rav Ashi, and then comes the Abanus Abarai, etc., etc. There's two editings of the Sabarai. That's very important. In other words, the Shach of Italian according to China is not something which was created at the time of Rav Hashi, but rather there's a Maseira of Shach of Italia, this earlier Shach of Italia. In fact, actually, he identifies some Shach of Italia as even going back to Rav and Shmuel. Right? And that's what the Dosh Hashanah says. And in fact, actually, brings several rayas for this. So what I want to do is today is I want to now the rayas are very interesting because it follows a very interesting reading of the Gemara, and you know, like anything, we have to sit and look at it, examine it, and judge it and leave it to emes. So the Deiros HaRishonim wants to bring a proof that there was a Shakal Vitalia before Rav Ashi and Ravina. Okay, now what's this proof? So, this is one of the proofs. One of the proofs is based upon this Gemara in Shabbos, Tesamud Beis. The Mishnah says, at the very beginning of the Amud, that a person should not commence Lo Yeshiv Adon Lefnei HaSapar Somach LaMincha. A person shouldn't commence getting a haircut, right before Mincha, before he davens Tfilas Mincha, before he offers the mincha service. L'yikanes ad l'melchat, he shouldn't go into a bathhouse. L'labuzaki, to a tanning, a place where they tan the hides. L'lechel, shouldn't eat, l'ladin. And then the Mishnah says, v'mschilu, but you began these things, aim up seeking, you don't have to stop. So, the Gemara, that's the Mishnah in Shabbos. So the Gemara raised the question, which mincha are we speaking about? In other words, there are two minchas in Shabbos, right? There's what's called Mincha Gedolah, which is 6.5 hours into the day, which is, we'll call it, without loss of generality, at 12:30 in the afternoon. So someone could be like 12 o'clock, half hour before Mincha. And then there's Mincha Katana, which is 9.5 hours. We'll call it, without loss of generality, 3:30. So when the Gemara says, I shouldn't commence these things before Mincha, what the Mishnah says, which Mincha are we speaking about? Are we speaking about Mincha Gedolah, Mincha Katana, right? So the Gemara says, "Hey, samach lamincha." Which mincha? Which samach lamincha? Which close to mincha? But the Gemara really means which mincha? Elam el mincha gedayla. If you're saying that I shouldn't commence his activities before mincha gedayla, which is at the earlier mincha, even though it says gedayla means high, big, but it's the earlier mincha, which is what 12:30, 12 o'clock actually. Am I lying? Why not? Ha'ika shus b'yantuva. There's plenty of time during the day. I mean, you can daven mincha till shkia. Ela samach lamincha katana. But rather, we have to say that the Mishnah is speaking about Mincha Gedolah. 30:30 is a little bit later in the day. It's a little bit tighter. But the Kabbalah says, but if that's true, we have a problem. Why? Because what's next? If we assume the Mishnah, Mincha is speaking about Mincha Gedolah, then what do we do in the next section of the Mishnah? Imis Chilul Eim Mafsikin. If we began, it says, you know, Mafsik. So he's saying, that Kabbalah says, if that's true, that's not part of the Mishnah, That's a stira, that's a direct rejection, refutation of Shubin Levi. Shubin Levi says that once Mincha arrives, you can't eat anymore. So because of that, so the Gemara says, because the British, if the British speak about Mincha Katana, then the Mincha is a record of Shubin Levi. That can't be. So therefore, we have to go back to the initial assumption. It's Mincha Gedola. So how do we explain that there's so much time in the day? Why cannot I commence taking your haircut and going to the tanning and going to the bathhouse, etc., etc., when there's 7 hours and hours, 6 hours until Mincha? So the Gemara says, we're speaking about a special type of a haircut, etc., etc., comes Rav Acha bar Yankov and says, no, was being about a regular haircut. Not a fancy haircut, not a fancy meal. But what? Why can't you start taking a haircut before 12:30? I don't know, maybe the scissors will break. You shouldn't go to the bathhouse, because maybe what? Maybe you'll faint, etc., etc. Okay, now, so what do we have in the Gemara? What we have in the Gemara is you have a Mishnah, and then we have what's called a Stam section of the Gemara. We call this anonymous section of the Gemara. In other words, we have a give and take, a Shaka Vitalia, an anonymous section of the Gemara. There's no names mentioned. The Gemara says, which Mincha? Gemara says, if you say it like this, if Rags Rishu Belevi. There's a whole chunk of Gemara, a Stam, anonymous section of the Gemara, which reaches a conclusion based upon the fact that the Gemara is trying to avoid a refutation of Rishu Belevi, that the Mishnah speaking about Mincha Gedolah comes Rav Acha bar Yankov and says, you're right, it's Mincha Gedolah, and it's even speaking about a normative activity like taking a regular haircut, not a fancy hairdo like the Kohen Gadol, etc. Which means we have an anonymous section, and then we have Rav Acha bar Yankov reaching a halachic conclusion based upon the anonymous section's conclusion that the Mishnah is speaking of Mincha Gedolah. Now, comes the Yitzhak Isaac Halevi and says like this. He says, in other words, he brings a Tosfos. Now, the Tosfos asks a question. The Tosfos says, right, the Tosfos says, Nira, this is Diba Maskil, Vitasporish, Shel El Osa, Bechule. Nira, says Tosfos, oh, here's the Tosfos. The Hachi Hilchasa, in other words, the Locha is not like a Racha by Yankov. The Locha is like the conclusion of the anonymous section that the only time you cannot commence a Tasporis, a haircutting, and Mincha Gedolah, the only Mincha is only when you do a very fancy haircut. And similarly, a very fancy meal. Vishari suda katana mincha gedola, adzaman tefila. In other words, you can eat a small meal, even right before mincha gedola, and only a suda gedola, like a suda elasin, a chasa, well, a suda elasin, a suda chasa, etc., etc. And not like a vacha bayankov. Why? Why? Because the stam, the anonymous section, says Tosfos is the stam of the shas, which is Ravashi. In other words, the anonymous section of the Shas says we're speaking about Mincha Gedolah. Ah, because there's plenty of time? No, we're speaking about a large meal. That's the conclusion of the Stam of the Shas, which is Rav Ashi. Rav Acha bar Yankov comments upon this, lived after Rav Ashi, and the Halacha is always like Rav Ashi, like the Stam of the Shas. Okay? That's what Tosfos says. I don't know the details. First of all, we have an incredible Chiddush of Tosfos. What's the Chiddush of Tosfos? Tosfos is saying, black and white, that the Gemara was Masada Ashach of Italia, ahistorical or non-historical. In other words, Tosfos claims that the Shach of Italia has of Acha bar Yaakov commenting upon a conclusion drawn by Rav Ashi. Now, who's that going like? Going like the Rashbam. So we see that the Stam Tosfos here is going like the Rashbam in Ksuvos, that the Gemara will present a Shakl of Italia, even though in fact the later Amoira, the latter Amoira, is comment, or the Amoira, the early Amoira, is commenting upon a later Amoira whom he never saw and never heard.
Lived
way before Avashi, sure. Now, of course, that doesn't daunt the Deres HaRishayim. The Rosh repeats the Tosfos. Now, by the way, the Rosh says over the Tosfos, and the Rosh brings a Rabbeinu Yoina. I don't want to go into the details of the Rabbeinu Yoina. The Rabbeinu Yoina wants to say, right? The Rabbeinu Yoina wants to say that the conclusion of the Gemara is not for Rav Ashi, quoted by the Rosh. The Rosh is in Perek Aleph, Semen Yod Ches, but it's a Shach of a Tai in front of Rav Ashi, in front of Rav Achabah Yaakov. And then the Deres HaRishayim quotes the Rif, and the Rif says the Loch is like Rav Achabah Yaakov. So the Rif paskins the Chumra, and the Rif paskins, right? I think that the Sobel of Milka Doyla feels not supposed to be done. That's the conclusion of the Gemara. So says the Deres HaRishayim, Gevaldik. What do we have? We have, it must have been that the Stam of the Gemara is before Rav Achabah Yaakov. Rav Achabah Yaakov had the Stam of the Gemara. Right? So what do we see? Rav Achabah Yaakov is certainly before the Chasimah Zat Talmud. I'm quoting the Deres HaRishayim on page 555. Or in Reish Ayin Ches, in Oskei's Kodesh. He says, Divrei Stam of the Gemara is a Rishayim. Before Rav Achabah Yaakov. So we see that there was a Stam of the Gemara before the Chasimah HaShas. Okay, very good. So, in fact, so what is Rav Yitzchak Levi prove? He proves that Rav Ashi didn't invent the Stam of HaShas. There was clearly a Stam of HaShas before Rav Ashi. It was before Rav Achabah Yaakov. And this Stam of HaShas, you know, was basically what Rav Yitzchak Levi was claiming is that the Gemara was edited in layers, and some of these layers were very early. That's what he wants to claim. Now, and the fact is, I mean, it's interesting. I mean, he wants to say this is the pshat, this is the pshat of the Rif, and the Meiser and the Chinami. In other words, the Rosh brings the Rabbeinu Yoina, who says, right, it was a Shach Latai in front of Rav Acha. Now, the fact is that if we're saying the Rabbeinu Yoina, then for sure that appears to be, that somebody else says explicitly. Once again, Shinuya Kama says Rabbeinu Yoina. It says the Rush, the name of Rabbeinu Yoina. Right? Shuga Lava Vashu the Kama. Zaravashi. Right? He brings from Rabbeinu Yoina Shiyuni Kama Lav of Ashi the Kama. In other words, the first, the anonymous section, and the answer is that of Ashi Elonostu V'nosu V'dova B'nei Yeshivas. It was a back and forth in the B'nei Yeshivas for Amdu B'kusha and Akasha da-da-da. And then Rav Achabah Yaakov came along and gave his answer. That's very good. So if we pass Rav Achabah Yaakov, we don't have to come on to all this thing that Rav Achabah Yaakov is in fact actually commenting several times that was after his time, but rather they were arguing and it came Rav Achabah Yaakov and said like that. That certainly is what the Rosh brings B'Shem Rav Yosef Yoina Rabbeinu Yoina. Okay, very good. So on the basis of this, says the Deres HaRishayim, there was clearly a redaction, edited, anonymous sections of the Gemara that preceded Rav Ashi. They go back to even before Rav Achabah Yaakov here. They most of them extend to Abaye Verava, even forwards, and therefore we could say that there was a Mesaira, a tradition of the back and forth of the dialectics of the Talmud from earlier days. The fact is that Kedavkei B'Kodesh, the Deres HaRishayim is ignoring most Rishayim. And I'm going
to show you, Amitz Hashem, Be'ezus Hashem is Barach, that the Rebbe Eliezer is really a Das Yochid. And none of these Shoinim agree with him. First of all, Tosfos certainly doesn't agree with him. Tosfos says explicitly, Lama Sashi for Rav Ashi. How come Tosfos, Tosfos is connected to Deiros Hashem 180 degrees? Of course, there's a bench of that. And he brings the Tosfos, but he dismisses the Tosfos.
But this is the Tosfos that's chalek from the other Tosfos here.
No, this is a Tosfos Tesla Mabeis. This Tosfos says, in Amos Tosfos Rav Ashi. What?
Like
the Rosh Bah.
Say, what would Rabbeinu Tam say over here?
I don't know. Because Rabbeinu Tam, you say, it could possibly be the Rabbeinu Tam, I'm not sure. Maybe Rabbeinu Tam says, because the Gemara said Rav Achai. Rabbeinu Tam thought it was an Amayra. It was an anonymous. Rabbeinu Tam hadn't based him in the Chola, that's from Rav Ashi. I'm not sure Rabbeinu Tam would say over here.
So he'd say it's different Rav Yaakov or something? Or?
No, he might say it's Rav Ashi. The Tosfos Shita.
According to Tosfos.
Ah, so it could possibly be that the Tosfos and Kesuvos only said what they said because they thought that maybe Rav Achai was really an Amora. But if it was an anonymous section, Tosfos Shita supposed all of that section of Rav Ashi would agree to it.
Then we murdered Rosh Bam.
Right, that's what I'm saying. But like this. Now, first of all, like this. First of all, the Tosfos, yeah.
I don't know that he's arguing. Tosfos doesn't have to. He can agree that the Shakotari occurred earlier, but he can just say that since Rashi printed this as a style has come tomorrow, then that's how he's being.
But he's possibly like the anonymous section because it's from Rav Ashi. You see, according to Tosfos, the anonymous section comes from Rav Ashi. That's how he's possibly. See, the Shakotari took before that. On what basis Tosfos possibly the anonymous section? Because Rav Achai by Yanka. Tosfos possibly like Rav Ashi because he's Sefirah. It's coming from Rav Ashi.
Because if Rav Ashi printed it stamped.
But if it's coming from Rav Ashi,
it
what?
He's being machria that way, doesn't he?
No, not necessarily.
We say that by Rebbe.
I'm not sure.
Mishnah says like that before.
I understand that, but I'm not sure. I'm not sure that's the ring of the Tosfos. I think Tosfos understands it's the stamp of the Gemara, it's Rav Ashi's Tosfos. It's Rav Ashi. And that Tosfos in Chulim, basically, we saw it. Tosfos identifies the stamp with Rav Ashi. Otherwise, Rav Ashi put it there, then Rav Ashi put Rav Achai B'Yakov there to show that he was disagreeing, we shouldn't pass Rav Achai B'Yakov. I think what I'm saying is much more established. But what I want to say is like this. First of all, the Tosfos is what? The Tosfos, certainly, is arguing on the Deir Sarishan. Okay, now, what about the Rif? So, the Deir Sarishan claims that the Rif says, "Hi, Samach Lamincha, Lashon of the Rif, it appears in the Dapei Aris, Tavdala Belalif." This Samach Lamincha says the Rif, "Asik the Samach Lamincha Gedoyla." We conclude it's Samach Lamincha Gedoyla. Now, the Deir Rishonim would have sounded much better, if the Rif would have said, "Hi, Samach Lamincha, Asik Avacha Bayakov, Bayankov." I would have heard that there's a shayna much better if they would have said Rabbi Yaakov concludes. Asikna is mashma. We conclude. The Talmud concludes. So I don't think the Rif is so mashma like the Deir Sarishayna. But I'm going to explain to you now why, in fact, if we look at the Milchemes, and we go to the Milchemes says outright, not like the Deir Sarishonim in the Rif. Now, let me give a little background to this, okay? In Tesamud Beis, once again, let's summarize what goes on in the Gemara. We have an anonymous section. The anonymous section concludes that the Mincha that's being spoken about in the Mishnah is Mincha Gedoyla on the basis of the fact that if it was speaking about Mincha Katana, it would be a refutation of Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Okay? Since it cannot refute Rabbi Shua ben Levi, it must be what we're speaking about. Why? It must be that we're speaking about Mincha Gedoyla, and then comes Rav Achai by Yaakov with the kill. Now, the Baal HaMaor challenges the Rif's ruling. The Baal HaMaor says, how can you paskin like Rav Achai by Yaakov if he's basing his ruling on a conclusion reached on the basis of an acceptance of Yeshua ben Levi, when in fact the Gemara in Brachos, Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis, specifically, explicitly rejects Yeshua ben Levi. The Gemara says in Brachos, the halacha is not like a Shulam ben Levi. So says the Baal HaMa'or, you're ruling like a Vacha by Yaakov, who's basing himself on an interpretation of the Mishnah that's based upon halachic opinion, i.e. of Shulam ben Levi, which the Gemara categorically rejects somewhere else. So for this reason, since the Gemara categorically rejects Rabbi Shulam ben Levi, the conclusion reached by the anonymous section in Tesamut Beis is halachically faulty, it's like Ilchasa, and therefore Rav Acha by Yankim's statement, right, based upon that, also has to be rejected, connected the Rif. That's the Baal HaMa'or. Are you right with me? Comes the Ramban. A Milchemes. Hashem, as usual, a tour de force of the Ramban. And makes the following statement. Once again, the Ramban is coming to defend the Rif against the Baal HaMa'or. Says the Ramban, first of all, the Gemara doesn't offer any alternative solutions to the Mishnah. Which means, when the Gemara, when Rav Acha, by Yankov, comes to his conclusion, that's the Sugyas HaShas. That's the Gemara speaking. That's the Gemara speaking. And Rav Acha by Yaakov, number one, so is that that Rav Acha by Yaakov is making an individual statement? Rav Acha by Yaakov is representing the Sugyas HaShas. In other words, that's the opinion of the redactor of the Talmud. Because the Talmud did not offer any alternative readings or conclusions to the questions about the Gemara. Secondly, says the Ramban, even stronger, Rav Acha by Yaakov is not making a statement in accordance with Yeshua ben Levi's reasoning. Says the Ramban, Rav Acha ben Yaakov is making the statement according to everybody, the Kula Alma. In fact, Rav Acha ben Yaakov's statement has nothing to do with Shulam ben Levi. It's a svara de nafshi, says the Ramban. He had his own svara. Because since there was a Mishnah, a stam Mishnah usually means, when the Mishnah says Mincha, it probably means Mincha Gedoyla. And Rav Acha ben Yaakov understood that there was a Gzeira here. They were Machbir. They even have 6 hours of Davin Mincha. If the scissors breaks, or if, I don't know, I fall, I collapse, I faint from the terrible smell of the bulsaki of the tanning. So we have to take that into consideration. What's the Ramban saying? What the Ramban saying is, what Rav Acha by Yaakov said had nothing to do with the Shakal V'Talya of the Gemara defending the Mishnah against the repetition of Shulam ben Levi. What the Ramban is really saying is, Rav Acha by Yaakov made a statement based upon reading the Mishnah, and somebody placed a Shakal V'Talya in between to motivate and create a context for Rav Acha by Yaakov's statement. That's what Ramban is saying. Which means the Ramban is going to Shitasai, right, from the last class in Ayin Dalu B'Aleph and Shabbos, that the derech of the Gemara, and he says B'Kemes Rabbi many places, and I'm sure he meant Tesla B'Mes and Shabbos, same as after. But B'Kemes Rabbi, the Gemara will create its own give and take, and take statements of a Marayim, and create new context for their statements, whereas their statements were originally made in a totally different context. And will create a text of Shakal V'Talya, which is a synthesis of statements from different eras, right? To create what we see as the Shakal V'Talya of the Gemara. So in other words, what the Ramban said is, the Gemara wanted to motivate that the Mishnah was speaking about Mincha Gedolah Mekatana. So the Gemara went through the whole Shakal V'Talya, in order of Shulam ben Levi, but not because the Gemara passed of Shulam ben Levi, but just to bring, you know, somehow a proof that would convince us that's more mistavra, makes more sense, that was speaking of Mincha Gedolah, as the Gemara says, if it's speaking about Gemara, right? And therefore, based upon that, Kozer Bacha by Yaakov, based upon this more commonsensical approach to the meaning of the Mishnah, as right, which we get from Tzachav Italia, and the Gemara put his type in right there. That's what Rabban is saying. And you should know something, that's the Pshat of the Rif. That's the Pshat of the Rif. The Rif doesn't say, Rav Acha by Yaakov concludes, the Rif says, Asikna, we conclude, it is concluded. Which means the redactor of the Gemara concluded that in fact, that the Mincha, the Mishnah speaking about Mincha Gedolah, and Rav Acha by Yaakov comes with his, boom, his heavyweight halacha, they were machma even as supposed to done. So, Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Halevi, it is true you're saying that to Rabbi Yaina, but the Tosfos is saying explicitly against you. The Ramban is saying explicitly against you. The Rif is mashma, not like you, and the Ramban is saying pshat to the Rif explicitly not like you. Mr. Messiah, you're connected to the Rishonim. You only have the Rabbi Yaina to be Samecha. I mean, Rabbi Yaina to be Samecha. Yeah. Which, by the way, I call a conservation of kanois. Every kanoi, to get his point across, has to slip in some apikosis in order to get it through. I mean, I'm not chas v'shalom, as the Deres Rishonim, but in other words, sometimes the kanoi also has to be very, very original in order somehow to create, right, his new interpreted vision of tradition. Yeah.
Firstly,
witness the Yaifetz. Yeah.
Why is the Gemara train so worried about Yeshua ben Levi? It's not a Tana.
What?
It's not a Tana.
No, but it could possibly be that. So like this. I thought Lemaisa to understand. It could possibly be that, you know, sometimes the Gemara, many times the Gemara brings a raya from an Amora, even though it's not a Tana, because there might be an Amora in a previous generation that could make the law accepted like that. For example, even Tosfos says, for example, in Memvavim and Beis and Vavim Metzia, that, you know, it's not that Rav Nachman would not argue with Rav and Levi who are Kadmainen. So if you take the time between Rav Nachman and Rav and Levi, it's probably smaller than the time between the Stam of the Gemara, Rav Ashi, and Rav Yeshua ben Levi. That's number one. Number two, I think is more important thing is, the Maizeh, if you take the Ramban's pshat, you know what, you can rework the Ramban's pshat in a lamdash way as Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi's halacha. You can say like this, Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi is an Amora, and certainly would not make a statement connected to Mishnah, right? When no Amora makes a statement connected to Mishnah, we always assume that. So the Gemara says like this, you can learn about, it's not important whether we hold Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, but if I learn the Mishnah, Mil Gedolah, and a Mishnah refutation of Yeshua ben Levi. That couldn't be, because Yeshua would have known it. But the Gemara says in Brach, as long as it's not Yeshua ben Levi, it doesn't invoke a Mishnah. It says, stop, Yeshua ben Levi. It's a Mishnah said, what? He was Mishnah neutral. So in other words, since Yeshua ben Levi said halacha, that was all rejected at the very end of the Gemara there, it must be Yeshua ben Levi is tied with the Mishnah. If it's tied with the Mishnah, the Mishnah can be a refutation of Yeshua ben Levi. They have a book of Dola. That's the pshat. Okay?
Just if I can be
yeah. That we said
last week, Rabbi Tribbett said that there's a machlokes in Rashbam and Ramban and all the other Rishonim.
Yeah,
but I could say that today could be a Doris Rishonim is going like all the other Rishonim. It could be this toast is a duck shitas Rashbam, and the Milchemus is the Ramban the shitasai, and maybe the Rif, maybe not the Rif, but the Maisa, the Rashbam, the Ritvan, everybody else is going to be would hold like the Doris Rishonim over here.
No, I say why? First of all, like this, the Doris Rishonim. First of all, the Doris Rishonim is making an assumption that definitely that when an Amora comments upon a Stam, the Stam must have been earlier. So first of all, we see the Tosfos here rejects.
But again, this could be Rashbam and not.
Wait a second. No, I claim it can't be Rashbam. Well, let's assume it's Rashbam.
Yeah.
Okay. First of all, the Tosfos doesn't bring a sheet of Bittah Tam arguing on it.
Fine, but that happens.
Right, well, no. It's very important. Because if, in fact, there are Bittah Tam, and also do we paskin? The Piskiah Tosfos is in accordance with this. In other words, it would seem to me to be incredible to say that, in fact, in other words, this Tosfos is the sheet of Ashbam, not the Bittah Tam, right? So there, the Rebbe Tam rejects the Rashbam, and here the Tam Tosfos going like the Rashbam. I mean, how come the Tosfos are bringing? I mean, the Tosfos was edited by Ron Lutherberg. He should have put a Rebbe Tam. It's ridiculous.
Would you ever find such a case?
No, I don't think so. In other words, the Tosfos says it's Tam. The Tosfos says it's Tam. First, secondly, what the important thing is that, in other words, there's a chiluk to make. Tosfos assumes in Kula, like we're showing in Kula, that every Tam Kabbalah is Rav Ashi. They said at the end, maybe it was doing Rav and Abaye, but really it's like Avashi. In other words, the Tais are being considered the Tais in Kulin. And we have a Yishuv of Tais first. In other words, there's a Yishuv to make. Yishuv HaKoyim HaVakoyim, we have a Yishuv to make. Well, the Yishuv is that maybe Tais rejection of the Rashbam was only because that they found a Teilutz, a Rav Acha. Achai was an Amayla. There's a Tais in Kulin, right? But why? If I don't, I mean, in other words, if I don't, if there's a stamp in the Gemara, it's through Ravashi. Ravashi, if you don't say Fayor. I have no other choice. But let's even assume what your statement is. But in other words, the fact is that the Rashbam certainly argues, this Tosfos, let the Rashbam argues, okay? The Ramban certainly is arguing. The Ramban is claiming the Rif is arguing, and the Rif is Mashma, I think, much more like the Ramban than like those Shem is claiming. Okay, the Rif, okay? You have three heavyweight Rishonim who are arguing what you're saying, right? How can you declare and say, oh, there was an Ein Gemara by the Rava? Three big Rishonim are arguing against you. I mean, you don't count numbers, but who do you have in your favor? You have the Rabbeinu Yonah, right? And you have the Tosfos there in Ksubis, perhaps.
But what was I saying?
I don't claim, let's say it's with Bachel Rishonim. I don't claim that you could create an ideology in Ashkaf for the Ethnic Kabbalah when you see the Rishonim arguing on it. In fact, and certainly when you have a way of saying that it could possibly be this Tosfos L'chol HaDeis. Right? In other words, I could say Tosfos L'chol HaDeis. In other words, if the Tosfos were in the Rambam, there should be some, you know, we try to get some type of a consensus among Tosfos and Chas. So we have Tosfos, we have the Ramban, we have the Rif according to the Ramban. I mean, we have some big heavyweight Rishonim arguing right?
Last week, Rav Triss tried to explain why the Rashba and the Ritva are cholik on the Ramban when he was their Rebbe. The answer may be that Rabbeinu Yonah is also the Rebbe of the Rashba and the Ritva.
That could possibly be true. No.
There could be a whole school of thought from southern Spain.
No. You could put the. It could not. No, there's no question about it. I'm not claiming to have. Saying that if I get a machlokes rishonim, what comes out? There's two consequences. One, the one is, I don't think the deres rishonim can state a fact like this based upon his reading of the Gemara, what we say with Shem arguing in the Gemara. In other words, the rishonim says a double portion. If Achab Yaakov quotes is going on an alpha section, it must be a verover. You have no right to that. You have no idea. Ah, it's happy courses. So you go to Gehenna with the Ramban, the Rashbam, this Tosfos, and the Rif. You have no right to that, because you see, we should not learning like that.
What? Yeah. Why is it so critical for the Deres Rishonim?
Very good. The Deres Rishonim, it's very important. Deres Rishonim Messiah.
No.
Clearly
the Messiah can be preserved if you look like the Ramban also, right?
No, he would claim no. Because what happens is. No. The Ramban is a dangerous Ramban. I mean, show the Shabbat to Yeshiva Bachas, they faint. Because what's the Ramban saying?
Because they have an opinion based on those opinions. We know that the Ramban believes in the Messiah, and we can even understand how that is. We can make sense of it.
No, I agree too. No. But I think most people, see, what most, this maybe gets us to the question, which we really want to see the subject matter. Most people think that Messiah means, right, the same material is being carried out in every generation. And I claim that's not the definition of Messiah. At least not the Talmud definition of Messiah, at least not the Ramban. Messiah basically means that there's a process, terminal process, that follows the same rules, but it's not the same material as being carried in every generation. Varaya, every generation comes with its own chidusha. Right? And this is a Messiah, and this concept over here is really more a Gadara type Messiah. That, in fact, actually interpretation is not only a means by which the latter generation tries to explore what the earlier generation is saying, but the latter generation is actually infusing into the younger generation its interpretation. There's a living Messiah. Atam Tzavayim Kolchem, the Dash of Lokechem, this week's parsha. So, in other words, what I want to say is that you're right. I agree with you. The Deres Rishonim, once again, the Deres Rishonim understood that unless things are carried down, are passed down, it's not called Messiah. Number one. Number two, the Derech Hashanim probably would have held the Ramban is dangerous. Why? Because if the Ramban is picking apart the Talmud, right, and making a higher critical, you know, dissection of the text, that's saying that what appears to be an early opinion is not an early opinion, the Gemara just put it in, then what's the Derech Hashanim will say, what is between that and, you know, people like Weiss and all these Talmudic scholars who are basically claiming the same thing. In other words, the Derech Hashanim was intent, right, was intent in showing is that Maseira Kipshuta means material which is ancient, which is being passed on unchanged in every generation. Now,
so the Ramban, according to Rabbi Tribbetz, the Ramban is claiming in the Rashbam that the Stamayim of the Gemara create the Masorah.
I won't say Stamayim.
But the
Right. The Shagam Atayah is synthetic. It was created by the redactor of the Gemara. It doesn't reflect a historical debate, but rather reflects the redactor's halachic conception, and he put it together. Right, and the Ramban had no problems with that. So he did the Rashbam, and then he did the Taisvis. And according to the Ramban, he did the Rif. Now, the point thing is that this does not say that there was no Shach of Italia before the redacted of the Gemara. Okay? That statement is also not true too. Why? Because there's a Gemara in the Chrysis, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, right? Which I believe I quoted that Gemara last week, but I want to quote it again because it's an important Gemara. The Gemara in the Chrysis brings a Machloikas, Tanoyim, between Chachamim and Rabbi Yosi ben Rabbi Yehuda, right? What if a person drinks a vias of yayin, what can he not be meir halacha on? And what opinion is that it's a mishnah? Another opinion is that it's Talmud. Lahoy Talmud. Now, this is machlokas Tanoim. The time of Yosi ben Yehuda, there was no Talmud. There was no Gemara. So clearly, from this machlokas, you see that in Tanoim, there's something called Talmud. And no.
What? It means svar. It means yotzi davar, mitach davar.
Well, that's what you say, that the shield is chaylik on you. But I don't want to...
Rambam says this. Umahu nikra Talmud.
I know, but that could be... No, but that can mean the Talmud of the Gemarayim. When a Tana says Talmud, what does he mean? I don't want to go into it right now. I'm just saying is, however you define Talmud, forget, the Mishilta says, why am I coming by way? Because it's gils, I'm going as things. Usually, I would say, these things, I don't want to go into it right, I spoke about it last, I don't want to go into it right now. All I'm saying is, however you learn Talmud, however you learn Talmud, one thing is clear, is that there's a concept of Talmud, right, to the Talmud of Tanayim. So, no one, I mean, unless you want to say that Gemara is just a total synthesis, you know, which we don't say like that. Some people do, but we don't say like this. But no one's denying there was a Shakla Vatalia in terms of Tanayim. The question is, what was recorded from the Gemara? Was the Shakla Vatalia, in other words, was the Shakla Vatalia transmitted in every generation? Or could it be that every generation, you know, was Bechadish, you know, create its own Shakla Vatalia based upon, like for example, the Rambam says in Nichos Mamon Perek Beis that a latter Besdin can overturn a previous Besdin, right, in learning Yigud Lamedus, which means that every generation produces its own way of understanding Pesukim, and we reject the previous generation. Now, during the time of the Gemarayim, as I, in my, the new Rishimah journal, I hope you've gotten it, which I showed that actually the Gemara replaced the drosh is a psukit, which means the Shachatar the Gemara is in fact a drosh on the Mishnah, as this Shachatar Tesamud Beis is. You could say that every generation, right, had a shak, produced a Shach of Italia, right, on the Mishnah, in order to bring out what they felt the interpretation of the Mishnah was. Now, just like, according to the Rambam, a later generation can overturn the understanding, a legal understanding of a pasuk, the excuse of a pasuk of a previous generation, a latter generation, during the time of Asher Avinu, could certainly overturn, right, the understanding of a Mishnah of a previous generation. Except that that overturning cannot just be halacha l'moshe b'sinai, but it has to be a pilpul l'shachar v'talya. The Gemara is, somehow we're not going to go into detail, Mr. Shem, in our future classes. The Gemara is giving us a snapshot, perhaps, of what was the shachar v'talya, right? At the time, the Dr. Talmud says this is the halacha. But that's a creation of that generation. The Derech Rishonim argues clearly no. But, you see, my problem is I don't mind telling those Rishonim. I'm nothing against him. He's a guy, he's a tzaddik. But you can't say that this is the Hashkafa of Klal Yisrael when you have half the Rishonim against you. And you certainly can't declare it apikosis if half the Rishonim are against you. And not only that, I want to claim that in the Tosfos of Chulin, Tosfos was bothered by this question, because they asked if the Shachar v'Talya of the Gemara on the Mishnah is going Rav Ashi, so how could Rava and Abaya are answering the same question? So he says, maybe there was Shachar v'Talya in that time. Maybe this Tosfos here answers that question. Tosfos says, no, it wasn't true. It was interpreted. It was interpolated. So the Tosfos, the Tezumot Beis, might be the Maskana of the Tosfos and Chulin Beis Amud Beis. That could possibly be. In either case, right, we see clearly that there are Rishonim who clearly held that the Shachar v'Talya of the Gemara is not necessarily a reflection, an indication of a historical continuum of tradition, generation to generation. That, I think, you know, we've silly clean clearly in his Rishonim. Now, an important thing, which I think has to be mentioned, and you know, I've come down hard upon the Deiros HaRishonim, is that this concept that there was a Shachar v'Talya, there was a Stama Shachar Ma'avarava, right? This has no Makor. I mean, it has no Makor. I mean, in other words, Except that Rabbeinu Yonah brought in the Rosh. In other words, and it's interesting, the Rosh really focuses on the Rif very, very much. But the fact is that it's very interesting. The Deiros HaRishonim is not coming for the Rabbeinu Yonah so much. He brings the Rosh, Ayin B'Rosh, right? Ein b'rosh akasav b'chilik divrei ha-Tosfos, but then the Rosh says that really it's Rav Acha by Yaakov. He brings the riff, right? B'chenil Rabbeinu Yonah, etc., etc. Rabbeinu Yonah says with Shachar v'Talya, but Rabbeinu Yeshiva came Rav Acha by Yaakov. Avol divrei Rabbeinu Agadol says there's a shaynim apshut l'bruvi, not like the Rosh said. But there was a stop of the Gemara before that. That's not what Rabbeinu Yonah said. The Beni Yaina just said that in the generation of Rav Yaakov, they were giving and taking the yeshiva, Rav Yaakov's yeshiva, and he gave an answer. The Deiros HaRishonim is not saying that. He's saying there's a Shachar v'Talya by the Rava, way before Rav Yaakov. There's already a text. You see, he's arguing the Beni Yaina. The Beni Yaina is not good enough for him. Because the Beni Yaina is saying that there was a chiddush Shachar v'Talya of Rav Yaakov. But he's saying that no, there was a proto Shachar v'Talya by the Rava. This was handed down in Masorah. Rav Yaakov came to this Masorah and said, I have shot. He's going past the Rabbeinu Yonah. He has no makor. Except, he says, the divrei harifa pshutim. Whatever he has, Pshu says pshutim, you should know that means it's not pshut at all. It's not pshut at all. He doesn't bring the milchamas. How come he doesn't bring the milchamas? Which reminds me of one of my big criticisms of Shainim. He doesn't bring his valplukta so much. What? He doesn't. Let me tell you something. I'm not the first person to say this. This is the ace says like this. Why does it bring the Milchames? Are you the greater authority what the Rib said to the Milchames? You're the first person to understand the Rif. No one tried to understand the Rif. In any case, by the way, they're half of the Yid is saying Pshat the Rif. You know what? It comes out, there's a shame, he's arguing on everybody. He's arguing on a bit of Yid too. Which the mice is what the Siddhi A says about the third son of Shainim. He happens in all of his Shainim. He's the first person to discover the truth. That's the Kanai. The first person to discover the truth. The truth is exclusive. In any case, he is Rosh HaBedabrim, but in my opinion, the Raya works against, it boomerangs against him. Put it this way, it doesn't boomerang against him, but he's going to get all the Rishonim. No one ever said, that's his Chiddush. That's his Chiddush. Okay, in any case, I think we're coming to an end. The bottom line is, the picture that we get from these are Shainim, is that the Shach Batalya of the Shas was a later synthesis expressing the Gemara's understanding of the sources in light of what the redactor of the Gemara understood to be the halacha. That comes out certainly what I think to be the Rashbam, in my opinion, the Tosfos, the Milchemes, the Rif. And that's very, very important. Of course, if we understand like that, then, like I said before, we have to really rethink what's the concept of the Masada. Now, the issue that I want to really address is the following issue, is that many times the Gemara says, makes statements which are interpretation of things which are very difficult. Tchukim, perish tchukim, difficult interpretations. And what do we attribute that to? Even the Stam of the Gemara makes a statement about Avashi, which is very difficult. In other words, do we say, Chas v'shalom, that the Stam was a gap in the Masada, which Chas v'shalom I don't believe, I don't think any from Jew can believe that. But what does it mean when the Gemara gives a difficult interpretation to an early statement, either to an Amira, or even to a, you know, or a Masada, to a Braisa, a Mishnah, even a Amira? That's a question that we have to address. It's an important question. And Amit Hashem, in the coming lectures, we will speak about that. This come next week is Rosh Hashanah. I want to wish all the listeners a Ksivus Sima Teva, right? The Kas V'Chasim V'Chaim, Teva Ma'alta, and we should all be inscribed in the Sefer Chaim, the Book of Life, to enjoy the upcoming Shiurim of the Ksivus HaTam. Be well. Mm-hmm.